Okay, we're gonna
and we're back,
and this is the final attempt of using the computer to record. Yeah, man, I should close some because the battery's probably gonna die. Now that I take a look at it,
damn. Do you have the two ports?
I should do that. I should plug in the power.
Plug it in, suck my dick.
Plug it in, suck my dick. Oh, this is cool. So this splitter I got that Apple advertises, they charge $70 for this.
Just to have two ports.
Yeah, yeah, because it was a good idea to only have the one USB-C port, because that's the future, you know? It's like, let's simplify things, and now you need a million fucking adapters.
Yeah.
So this one that's a regular USB, HDMI, and then the USB-C, apparently that's not USB-C.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like only a charge thing, because it's not going to, yeah, it's not going to mount that. So $70 for a fucking USB splitter.
You should have gotten the shit off Amazon, baby. The non-Apple official.
Apple is such a fucking garbage company, dude.
No, but you can't have green bubbles, man. We've talked about it. I would love to fuck. But also, I feel like their computers are pretty good.
They last
like,
long.
Like, my fucking, my Mac's
this,
always.
This MacBook, this MacBook completely died within 10 months of having it.
I've had my Mac.
The whole, that's your the bad whole, energy. The whole logic dude. Board yeah. replaced.
That's all your bad.
And
that,
all of his like risky, karma, risky
pornography.
Pornography.
Child pornography.
All the all the dangerous websites I go to buy Stav's birthday presents.
Oh no, fuck.
I can't wait, dude.
Did you guys buy me dick pillows?
I literally saw it today.
Oh no! What is it, man?
Oh god! I'm so excited!
I didn't bought it off the Silk Road. Dude.
I didn't want to tell. I didn't want
to
tell.
He had to
Adam
share
beforehand.
It with someone.
I've been keeping it secret for like a week.
God damn it!
It's too funny.
Well,
every time I
you'll
forget
find
about
out
it,
tomorrow night at Caroline's.
I forget about it and then I think about it again. It makes me laugh.
Oh my god!
Fuck, dude!
I'm so stoked.
Yeah, we'll find out, but not you broke motherfuckers if you didn't get tickets because the shit sold out.
Yeah, very.
Thank you to everyone who fucking bought tickies. We're going to get buck wild, you know.
I think it was Nick's.
We're going buck angel.
We're
going to
get buck angel. We're all going to get our cocks chopped off. We're going to get pussies, but we're going to still look like men, man.
Yeah, give me a favor. Plug
handlebar mustaches, tribal tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Big hard cocks, or pussies. Big wet pussies. It's going to be awesome, man.
That'd be pretty cool.
I can't wait to have a pussy.
Be cool to be friends with Buck Angel.
Buck Angel's band is pretty good, too.
What kind of
Buck
band?
Cherry.
Buck Cherry. Yeah, you're crazy, bitch, but you look so good when you fuck my pussy. I dream of doing you all night. Wish I had a dick, but I'd still have a pussy. Buck Cherry's the worst band.
It's unbelievable. It's like a parody.
The worst band
of
all time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They should get all the. I don't think there is a fucking worse band than Buck Cherry.
They should get all the Creed hate for 100%.
Don't you even attempt to disagree with me, Adam.
Adam, are you saying?
Or I will put you right back on.
No, I only know the Crazy Bitch song, but it's not very good. What other songs do they have?
Yeah, don't get out of line, man. You're going right back to that girl voice.
You're putting me right back on that.
All the Kings of Leon songs, for starters.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Those
your
are all
sex is on fire.
Those are all originally Buck Cherry songs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's so funny that they wrote that as a lyric in a popular song. Your sex is on fire.
Dude, it's fucking poetry.
It's like
man.
What an 11-year-old writes.
Nah, man, that's poetic.
Have you ever seen, you know those Shreds videos? You
yes.
know those?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the Kings of Leon one? It's probably the best one. Mm-mm. They're at like Glastonbury Festival or something.
What are these videos?
They're like they re-edit.
They
are
redub
you,
someone and it looks and it sounds like shit.
Yeah, it sounds like
the
shit.
The Van Halen jump one is also very
the
good.
The Van Halen one's pretty
might
good.
Might as well come.
Come in your pants because you have a small dick.
Come.
Come in your jeans. You're gay and you saw man's asshole.
All right, well, that's great. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today.
We got a lot, guys.
It is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Galentine's
when,
Day.
No, Valentine's Day is mm-hmm. when it starts 20 minutes later. Ladies, how about we go Dutch?
And you pay with your part with a coupon. How about we go Dutch and you whip out a 50% off coupon at Outback Steakhouse?
That's a form of payment. I paid half with the coupon. Bitch, I went to community college for marketing. Don't fucking come at me with that shit.
love destroying women with logic.
Valentine's Day, baby.
I love destroying women with logic.
Shut up, dude. I have a cold right now.
No, you don't.
Mm. Yes, I talk.
You like always. You, I know.
You
I
stayed
always
up
say,
all night gaming.
I know. I have a crippling gaming addiction now.
You made fun of me for gaming. You played one video game, and now you can't get your dick.
It really
anymore.
Is. I
you
forgot
spent the whole
to
night eating.
I forgot to jack off for 3 days.
Fucking tackies.
Oh, did you night. Get tackies?
I did not get tackies.
Are there any left over? Them shits
what
are
is
good.
That? It's a libertarian snack.
Yeah, it's no. like it's like Big Cheeto is rooting. Yeah.
It's isn't it Hispanic? It's like
tackies.
Bootleg, yeah.
No,
is
it's
it? Is it made
McGinnis
by the Andy Caps? No, that's different. Andy Caps hot fries.
I thought tackies was like fucking Hispanic shit. Like, because
it probably
it's
is.
Always in the
it's Greek, dude.
No, Taki. Although Taki
yeah.
is a guy's name.
Yeah, no, it's a Greek.
Yeah.
I had an uncle Taki, Theo Taki. That's a good name, actually. Taki.
Taki, like Taki as shit.
No.
Yeah.
Like Kostaki.
I love to Taki to little kids on the internet.
Yeah.
God damn.
I was laughing about like the, and if Shane Vader, if resident pedophile
oh, come
Shane
on.
Vader is listening.
He's, come on, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean, I'm describing him.
Continue, continue.
Her, yeah.
Her,
yeah.
Guys.
As
her.
She chooses to identify, yeah. which is as a trans pedophile.
I don't think those are her pronouns.
Come on. The pronoun is she, but you have to say she with a bunch of like saliva at the front of your mouth.
She.
Because you're just thinking about those kids. She. My preferred pronoun is she.
Anyway, what about...
Anyways, yeah, so the manifesto typing scene from Jerry Maguire.
Right.
You strip the VO out, put the background music back in, and then interspersed with shots of like... You know, decoy. Can you bring
right.
the condoms?
Right.
And then back to Tom Cruise, like sweating and typing.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
And then, it just ends real quick with him like bursting into the office with like the paper and everyone cheering.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then if you want, throw a couple that. Of the ends with the beep in there also. Yeah.
Always classic. When he's talking to Cuba Gooding Jr. After Cuba Gooding Jr. says something ridiculous.
Hello, Newman. Yeah. Actually, the Hello, Newman thing works with any movie where there's somebody says a word that starts at an N.
Literally any word. Yeah.
N-I would work a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Nincompoop.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Before Christmas. But really long.
Yeah, yeah.
The n- what else? Not
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's good. Yeah, Teenage Mutant Turtles.
It does sound like...
That actually probably was a favorite of...
Yeah.
Young racists everywhere.
Yeah. What is like the N apostrophe or asterisk? Yeah, before Christmas, and then Jack Skellington goes into the Kwanzaa tree.
Oh, do they have a tree?
Yeah,
they have like a menorah.
It's a black menorah.
Yeah,
well, they have a tree too. They combine Christmas
and Hanukkah.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
That's sick.
I want to go to like a Kwanzaa celebration.
Yeah, I want to go to Australia.
Do you?
We should go to Australia.
No, I don't.
Why not, dude? Let's go.
I don't know. I watched that Simpsons
in
episode.
Brisbane?
I watched that Simpsons episode, Bart versus Australia.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
That's a great episode.
Man, and you know, I've seen that fucking, all right, mate, you win. So you've played Knifey Spoonie before. I've seen that joke hundreds of thousands of times in the last 20 years. Every fucking time. I was laughing about it for a day.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
When Homer gets the toilet to go
all
the
right,
other
mate,
way.
All right, mate, you win. So you've played Knifey Spoonie before.
Bro, we should go.
Yeah.
You know they eat kangaroo meat. I think I brought this up before. But
and
that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Ostrich, I get. It's a big-ass bird.
It's a big chicken.
But kangaroo, it's like, chicken. Yeah, giant chicken. Yeah. But a kangaroo is like, I don't know, kind of a
that's
dog,
their national
horse.
Symbol, yeah.
A kangaroo is like a dog and a horse
it's
put
like,
together.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say?
But it's also like what they identify as like their best animal.
No, it's like a deer mixed with a rat.
Yes, a big rat.
It's
yeah,
a jumpy,
so why would you want to eat that shit?
Yeah, it's jumpy like a deer. Yeah, it is rat-like.
Kind of, also kind of like a monkey because it's muscular.
It's not a monkey.
It's like muscular.
Monkeys
though.
Can climb good. It's more jumpy. It's jump like a rabbit. Much. It's like a rabbit.
Rabbit rat.
Rabbit rat. It's a rabbit rat. Deer. Giant giant rabbit rat deer.
Yes. Yes.
With a pouch. Yeah.
Oh, the pouch is big too.
Yeah, pouch. You got ears. Yeah. They're furry.
There's definitely one guy that There's just listened slime. To that and he's like, what the fuck was that?
I would be interested to see where they evolved from.
There's They're slime marsupial. Inside the pouch.
Oh, shit.
That shit gets good, fucking good. Wet.
You
dude.
Can fuck
good pussy.
Yeah.
Let's hold down a kangaroo and fuck its pouch.
I'm gonna open the pouch and just pour gallons of LSD in there and see what happens.
The kangaroo kills itself. Just jumps off of a fucking big-ass cliff.
It becomes even cooler.
Oh, it would be tight. Put on a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
Starts coming up with Ben & Jerry's flavors.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Shouts out to Ben & Jerry.
What movie?
Kangaroo Jack with...
I saw Kangaroo Jack me off.
Did you ever see that movie?
Anthony Anderson jerked me off.
It was really good.
In a Hawaiian shirt. Kangaroo Jack was really good?
No, it's not very good, but it's good to watch when you're stoned.
I watched good, a bunch movie. Of...
What's Kangaroo Jack? Is this another one of those Jack Black movies for children?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's him as a kangaroo.
Man, you want like, I mean, this show aside, you want to talk about things that require zero talent and have way too much success. Jack Black, what a fucking career. He's been in like two good movies.
What are they?
Saving Silverman.
Saving Silverman is That's such a good movie.
Yeah. And then
School Rock was good.
No, I didn't see School of Rock.
It's pretty good. It's heartwarming.
The one with the record store.
The English kids. Patient.
He was not in the English
yes,
Patient.
Yes, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
He's the patient.
He's the doctor.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, dude.
Jack he saves Black him with the power the of English laughter. Patient.
Yeah,
Jack. He Patch Adams is
That's
him?
Patch Adams.
He does.
What happens if Patch Adams, like, they trust a guy and he, like, rapes Patch Adams?
Yeah,
wife?
It's Patch Adams is about a guy that, like, fakes his
up,
way
dude.
Into medical school.
It's sad as shit.
And then,
yeah, it is really sad.
And then some weird guy and his wife's like, I don't know about this guy. And Patch's like, nah, it's all chill. And then he, like, kills her, I think, and rapes her, which is
yeah.
tough.
Patch Adams kills and rapes her?
Yeah. Robert, it turns out Patch Adams was Tyler Durden.
The killer.
How about Snatch Adams? He's like, all right, what are you sick for? Don't be sick, you fucking idiot. You fucking slag. What are you, five? You going to fucking crawl because you got cancer, you little fucking faggot? Well, you know, I'm from East Turdshire, mate.
Yeah,
Turdshire.
I'm from Turdchester. It's downtown London, the worst fucking place in the fucking world. Just because you got fucking leukemia, you little bitch. You gotta act like a fucking bitch because you got leukemia. Yeah, I'm Snatch Adams. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
I don't think you do, mate.
All right.
Crikey.
He's had enough. He's had enough, Snitch.
Okay. It's time for tea.
That sounds a lot like you're a South African.
He's had enough.
Adam, do not fucking deconstruct the bit while we are
I'm not.
Riff,
I'm not.
While we are in Rift City.
He's just trying to
when
land
it high
cleanly,
tea
man.
In Rift City. Yeah. It sounds like you're South African, but shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Mate.
Call him gay, Snitch.
Yeah.
You get him, Snitch.
How about Hatch Adam? What's the one with
Crash Adams.
Not Crash Adams. What's the Will Smith movie?
Hitch Adams.
Hitch Adams.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
He's like, hey, Kevin James, let me tell you how to fuck.
How about
that's a good ass about Will Hatch, Smith.
That's
hey, Kevin James.
Hey, what's Kevin up, James.
Hey, man, it's me, Will Smith. You listening to the Adam Freeland impression of Will Smith.
Be cool, baby.
Y'all motherfucker seen Independence
Welcome
Day.
Welcome to Earth, baby.
Welcome to Earth. I ain't got time for no damn aliens.
Man, you're so good at
Carlton, impressions. You gayer than a motherfucker, boy.
My impressions will come out one of these days. Not mm-hmm. Maybe not this episode.
How about
but
you
one,
will come
yes,
out one of these
I was,
days?
Yep. Yeah. I was thinking that same
it's not
damn
true, dude.
Thing.
Fucking rack him, dude. How about Hatch at Adam Friedland?
And it's like, and I'm like, gay.
You're sick. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with this man? He's giggling like an imbecile. that would, sick child's
that
face.
That would be a good movie.
Patch Adam Friedland.
I don't see what...
It's just this giggling bitch.
Getting beaten up by kids with cancer.
Fuck. Speaking of beating up kids, dude, I told you guys already.
Run it again.
I was in Flatbush yesterday, and I'm buying a hat off some guy on the street.
Very nice.
As I do, I gotta go out, conduct my business of by course. Street hats. And then I fucking, like, right behind me, I hear a thud, and I turn, all these black kids are yelling, and there's this fucking, like, maybe 11-year-old girl being thrown to the ground.
Jesus.
It was a girl?
Yeah, man. And it looks like a grown man's throwing her, and there's all these kids swarming, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Fuck.
This is none of my fucking business. So sure. I keep walking, and these two black guys are watching, and one of them says to the other one, like, man, if that were me, I would have killed that kid. So I'm glad I didn't say anything, because obviously that grown man was in the right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That kid probably, spit on his shiny shoes.
Nah, what I imagine happened from looking at it is that, like, that guy was walking his daughter home, and then some other girl who's like a bully probably did something to his daughter, and then
he beat the girl.
He threw her to the ground, which is like, don't do that. But it looked like he was trying to break up a fight or whatever.
Okay, all right, I'll give him. I thought he was just wailing on his child.
I thought he was just beating a child.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to deduce based on like no one intervening or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess the girl deserved it.
Or it could just be, good old fashioned.
So, you know what? Maybe think twice before you get into that Me Too stuff, We don't know what these
ladies
are.
That's the clear lesson from that anecdote.
Maybe they're the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's really sad, though, to see just in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You saw some pretty hilarious things.
I saw a mom. It was like late at night on the train.
How about Thatch Adams, and it's Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah. That's good. Oh, I'm a dumb bitch.
It's the same character from before.
I'm going to bomb the Falkland Islands.
I'm from Turdshaw, mate.
Turdshire.
The toughest neighborhood in downtown London.
In London town. Ah, fuck. Yeah. I would love to. I want to go over to England and marry me like a fucking
Mary
an
Poppins.
Ethnic.
Yeah.
An ethnic British person.
Oh, an Indian British woman?
I like a switch up.
Caribbean British
woman? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me
like
one of those.
Like that fucking one we met that was a modo.
I'm a modo. Yeah, when Nick and I were like at a mic once, this girl was like, she's like, what do you do? We're like, oh, we're both unemployed. She's like, you should just do modeling. That's what I do. I'm a modo.
I'm a modo. I live in Brixton and I'm a modo.
I'm a modo.
I want a little Brixton model. Holler at your boy if you're a model from Brixton and you want to get citizenship in America.
I used to have a really big crush on MIA. I used to think she was really hot.
Of course. That's a pretty standard little hipster.
You know what 16? MIA stands for? Is
missing in a...
Yeah, is maybe Indian? I don't know.
I don't know. You know why they call
it? That's like a Larry the Cable Guy.
That's not bad. Mail that to him.
Y'all listen to the MIA girl. What's her name stand for? Maybe Indian. I don't know. Get her done.
You tell him, Larry.
He tells it like it is.
How about this, folks? Snatch Adams. boy, talking about where's the lorry?
Mm-hmm.
Throw another shrimp on
the Dan Whitney.
What's a lorry?
A cab.
It's a truck.
Or a truck, yeah.
It's a cab. Fucking imbecile.
What are the cabs called there?
They're called cabs.
Round-a-dooley.
Called fags.
Yeah.
Facts.
You have to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're called fagmobiles.
That's really good. Just going there and just calling the wrong things fags. Hey, what are you fags up to?
No, I thought it's an English.
Everything is a fag.
Everything's a fag. Yeah, I thought that's what you...
You're like, who's that fag? And they're like, the queen? Yeah. Is that what you call her? A fag? Fag. No, she's called the queen.
It's a title of respect.
I thought she was called a fag.
That's what you.
That's awesome, dude. We should go to England.
Go to England just for that bit, dude.
Yeah. This is one of those $5,000.
I'd like some fags and fags.
This is one of those episodes that's sort of just for us.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'm having fun though.
This is like when we did that greatest riff of all time.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No one thought it was funny.
Who cares, man?
That's the funniest thing.
We were at Target for like 2 hours afterwards. Me and Nick just laughing about that.
Yeah,
I just would forget it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president has authorized the use of the gayest bomb of all time. I'm sorry, excuse me. It's the mother of all bombs.
I'm sorry.
I would like to issue a correction earlier. I misstated in between denying the Holocaust.
I miss that dude. Spicer. Yeah.
Spicy.
Young Spice.
He was great.
Yeah, now he got fucking that fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee's son.
Sarah Huckabee's. Yeah.
Mike, yeah, it's Mike Huckabee's son.
Son. that fag. So, in the British sense.
It's just British.
No, you said it the slur way.
No, well, I said it the British way.
Using slurs on the show.
Look who's using slurs.
That's a book I'm going to write for my son when he's born.
Yes.
Look who's using slurs. It's just drawings I've done of Elmo and Grover saying all the different racial
slurs. All the good ones.
Yeah. There's the book called There's a Racial Slur at the end of this book, and Grover's like, I can't wait to find out what the racial slur is. And then he gets to the end, and it's Cookie Monster calling him the N-word. It's like, it's you, Grover. You were the slur this whole time.
That's deep, bro.
Yeah.
Because by wanting to hear slurs, you become the N-word.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to get into children's books. Those, like, naughty children's books they sell at Urban Outfitters.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Go to Fuck to Sleep, that's the big one.
Yeah.
That was the first one, I believe.
Yeah.
Narrated by Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm never going to do it, but I wrote it, and then I was going to get an illustrator to do The Little Engine That Had Rich Parents.
Oh, yeah, I remember
you
that.
You could probably do it,
yeah.
Nah, that's a lot of fucking work.
Whatever, dude. You
don't
like shit.
That's like 12 drawings.
That's not that work. That's not.
That's at least a fucking week of...
Of solid work?
Yeah, dude.
And then you can sell it.
Nah, man.
On the internet.
Like, I got to do like maybe 2 hours of work, go play a little bit of disc golf, you know? Have a schvitz.
You think you disc golf
have
guy
a schvitz. That's the shit you're into now?
Yeah, that means going to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, have a schvitz. What if you drink a bunch of milk and have a big old schvitz?
And you go in the schvitz, and then you just shit.
You're right. It is better in here.
You take a big dump. Oh, like,
fuck.
What have you done? Like, you called it that, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm taking a nice
big
schvitz.
I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
The air would just be fucking heavy with shit particles. It would just be like... It would just get vaporized.
That's what I thought a schvitz was.
I'm sorry, dude.
Why would they make the names
so close to
just
shit?
Take it, yeah, just taking a shit on the coals. Yeah. The steaming hot
it's
coals.
It's too hot in here. I want to get a little more shit steam. Just diarrhea
just
onto the coals.
I'm just trying to make it steam a little bit more.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking a nice steamy. Like. I'm taking a nice steamy.
Shitting onto coals.
Ah, oh, fuck. Yeah, no, I might go for a little hot air balloon ride.
Yeah, ooh.
Take a shit in that thing.
Take shit in the little heat. The part that makes you go off.
This episode's for us.
You fucking rent the hot air balloon, you shit in the basket, come back. It's great, thanks. I was like, what the hell? Oh, yeah, this is a terrible
answer. That sounds great to me. Shitting that high up, overlooking like a mountain.
Oh, what a view.
Yeah.
What a view.
I'm gonna do that.
You gotta take it all in.
Yeah. It'd be great, too, to just you jack off a hot air balloon. And then some guy's walking to work. He's like, oh, great, a bird shit on me.
A bird shit into my mouth.
That's like a...
Then somebody's like, you know, that's good luck.
That's like a joke from Airplane or something. Like, that's level
joke,
of comedy.
Man.
Yeah.
You mean higher level?
I love Airplane. Don't you ever try to disrespect
it. It's a great movie. Yeah.
I especially like the scene where everyone's lining up to beat that woman. Get a hold of yourself. I used to love that. That was like one of the movies I could watch as a very young child that just had complete tits in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was like, why am I allowed to? Because it's like stupid.
Right.
Yeah, Porky's was too.
No, Porky's was straight up about like beating
peeping
off
in women's locker rooms. Yeah, I saw that when I was like six.
And everyone
something.
They got a whore and they all fucked her, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
I haven't ever seen Porky's, but the major plot points.
Yeah, it had a whole like staring at women in the shower thing, and
you like to do that, you pervert.
I'm actually me tooing Porky's the movie right now.
Why?
Because it's disrespectful to women.
It takes place in the '50s, and Porky's is what? It's a bar, right?
It's like their hangout. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Or like it's like the Max or something.
There was probably, I remember the box for Porky's in Blockbuster as a kid. I remember thinking, like, man, if I could be that guy.
Right, that guy's so cool.
Through that hole.
Ah, oh, fuck, dude.
I could be a horny voyeur.
I don't get when people like watching other people fuck.
Really?
I want to get in the mix, man. I don't want to watch some other guy
fuck. Oh, you're saying like in a cuckolding scene? Like, or you don't want to be the sweater and Dockers guy?
That for sure. But also just like, I don't understand voyeurism, I guess. I want to, because it's not, I want to be in the mix.
Probably some shit from childhood, right? You saw your parents fucking or something.
Yeah.
And it fucked you up.
Have you seen your parents join?
You know what's about voyeurism?
Yeah.
Of course.
Stav's parents used to have sex and his mom would take Stav's round body and wedge him under her hips to prop them up higher.
So oh,
as a
yeah.
Dad could get,
what's that thing
to, get
they,
to the real deep spots.
So they advertise
a bowling ball Stav.
The Liberator.
Shoved under his mom's ass. You're like, wait, I just want a snack. I want to have a snack. And they're like, shut up. We're pounding.
We're pounding.
That'd be nice,
mommy and daddy are pounding right now.
They're getting
now.
Their pound off.
My parents fucking suck.
Mom's getting railed out.
That was that thing that they advertise at the back of porno mags, the Liberator, which is like that triangular foam thing that a woman puts her ass up on so
you
can hit all
the
back walls. No, but if you put a pillow under a girl like while you're
nice
having sex
with her, triangular one seems like it would
it would be really nice. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to write a letter to the Casper mattress company and see if they can
make one.
Rig me up one.
Have you ever used, what's the weirdest like sexual accoutrement you've gotten in the mix? I
put a gun in a girl's ass.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I mean,
fucking
it could
AR-15 right in there.
Bump stock.
I would not be surprised if you literally put a gun in a woman's ass, just drunk as shit.
No,
I've never done that.
That's so scary.
Is it? Remember the Sopranos? Janet.
Hold on. What's the question? Weirdest sex accoutrement?
Like a toy?
Does
or
piss
like a-
count?
I guess, but I mean,
I've done
like
a lot of piss stuff in my life.
Really? A lot?
Yeah.
Just drunk?
No, and you know, it's not even really something that I'm
into.
You
just keep drawing women that want to be pissed on.
Well, no, there's times where I've initiated it, but
sure.
Which, you know, it's funny because like, and I think I've said it before, the nicest part about it is like, it's just really nice to be able to go to the bathroom and you get your dick sucked and you're like,
sure,
man,
you
I really
have to
get piss
up.
And you're like, okay, I guess I'm just pissing.
It's just really nice.
Yeah,
it's like being an astronaut. I'm focused on the mission. I don't have to worry about going to the bathroom.
Fuck. Yeah, there was one. I've never pissed on anyone, but I'd be open to it.
I have.
How did you feel about it? I remember you were also tying bitches up. You had
it's funny because
I had that one girl.
You're probably the horniest on the show, but me and Adam have had a lot more sex than you, and we've done a lot.
No, I fuck a lot. You know, it's a character that I do. The guy who doesn't fuck.
No, you're like the guy that didn't start smoking weed until he was 22, and he's like fucking Pink Floyd.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm that guy in sex. Yeah. Have you guys tried?
Like, have you ever heard of The Doors?
Someone told me that. What's his
6 years old.
Someone told me Doug Benson didn't try weed until he was like 39 years old.
I believe that.
Well, Doug Benson's old as shit, dude. He's like, a lot of people don't know he's like in his like mid 70s.
Yeah, he's really old.
I'm Eskimo brothers with him.
Apparently, that video.
Yeah, you both pissed in each other's mouth.
No, but
one of the women you pissed.
Yes.
Of course. That's the kind of woman. The woman that fucks Doug Benson
gets pissed in her mouth.
Yeah, we're getting stoned. Yeah, what were we saying before that? Oh, the sex thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm. You're using ropes and shit?
Oh, yeah, that one girl wanted me to do all that, like, Abu Ghraib stuff
the
to her.
The paracord girl?
Yeah.
You basically can't fuck her unless you're a Boy Scout. Unless you got your fucking...
I needed to know, like, all the nautical knots. Yeah, that was the same girl.
That's a double bowline, matey.
That was the same girl who was like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend was a real sex nerd. And I was like, I need to...
That's awful.
I need to leave right now.
Sex nerd?
Yeah, because he had a library of sex books.
That like shit about is like so fucking
about
lame.
How to fuck or something.
I'm just trying to get this Notarino off.
That's fucking stupid.
That is
dude.
The it's quite literally the gayest thing I've ever said.
I'm like, I don't even get my dick hard anymore.
Yep,
you know? I'm done.
I'm post
hard.
I just post erections.
I just, you know what? Because honestly, that makes it harder to piss.
Yeah,
that's true.
What you want to create this tiny little bit of cum or? Just 6 hours of pounding Dunkin' Donuts coffee worth of urine. I'm talking about
quantity, not
4 liters of urine.
Dark, yellow, brown.
Syrupy.
Syrupy.
Leaving
nutrient.
Your hair will smell like piss for 3 weeks after.
Coffee. Like, my mattress is destroyed. You're like, you're welcome.
Yo, Elvis told me this one story. This girl fucking shit the bed while his dick was inside of her. And my man stuck around. He had a nice shower. She changed the sheets.
Did he finish?
Oh, yeah. She got shit on his balls.
I didn't think he missed him, but
she how?
I don't know, man.
She was on the bottom. She pooped.
I don't know the exact. Listen, he probably got shit on his balls that he didn't tell me, because he didn't tell me until months after.
Yeah, I got
he was
shit on my balls.
And he's probably not going to be thrilled that I told this story.
Yeah. So anyway, she pooped the bed.
My man just hit the fucking shower.
Good for him,
stuck,
dude.
Stayed in the mix.
What
man.
A legend, Eldius.
I wouldn't. Shit stuff seems wild. The people that shit on each other sexually, I'm not into that at all.
Scat play.
Yeah, that's weird. There was this girl I hooked up with when I was like 15 or 16, and like I didn't even really know her that well. She just like lived in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, like, that used to be enough. It was like, oh, we live in the same neighborhood.
Right.
We should,
right.
Like, just have sex while your dad's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was, like, Filipina, and nice. She fucking, so, yeah, we were, like, hooking up, and she's, like, talking about it. She's like, yeah, my friend went to the Philippines, and, like, she hooked up with this guy, and he, like, asked her to, like, shit on his chest, but he said it in, like, whatever, you know, term.
Tagalong?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever their language is.
Tangalong.
And she's like, and it sounded like really hot, but like in that language. And it's like, you know, when she told me that, because I wouldn't be into that, but like the way she described it, she's like talking about it. And like,
wait,
I didn't,
how old
I didn't,
were you? Like 13?
No, I was like 15 or 16. Damn. And I didn't put it together till later that like she was implying that she wanted
to get shitted
on.
Did she want to get shit on? Or did she want to shit on you?
First of all, neither of that's happening.
Would you squat and shit on someone?
No, I'm not. No,
that seems horrible. First of all, I'd be checking my phone.
I don't like doing any ass eating stuff. I mean, I'll do it if someone's into it. But I'm like, I don't like
the ass mix.
I don't like getting my ass eaten.
I've had an ass revival recently.
Mm. Yeah,
in the last.
You've been having
years.
Gay sex.
Yeah, I've been getting my ass fucked by strangers.
My ass revival. Yeah.
No, I was kind of put off by. The concept of anal sex until like the last couple of years.
Oh, I'm in the ass mix right. Big time. Yeah.
We gotta take a break real quick.
Okay. Do we gotta do the
God damn it, dude. The fucking Apple Mail app just gets fucked up. Okay, here we go. Taking a break. And you know what? We're gonna just roll right into it, guys.
Oh, dude.
Shut the fuck
shut up,
dude.
He's
come on.
Doing
God damn it, dude. If you don't want to listen to Adam,
I'll say it after.
Tell you what, if you're enjoying all this sex talk, maybe take your pants off, throw out whatever underwear you're wearing,
the damn garbage.
And pick up a pair of Mack Weldon underwear from MackWeldon.com. Mack Weldon is the best underwear in the entire world.
Hell yeah.
They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You can go online to their online store, which we don't even have. You know, that's how hard it is to set up, is that I haven't paid a guy to do it yet.
Yes.
So Mack Weldon has. It's a very easy website to navigate, and they got great products. They got the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. And they got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, bitch, which means they eliminate odor. I personally don't smell, so... You know, I mean, imagine smelling like me all the time. Just a very clean individual. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can go ahead and keep them, and they'll still refund you your money, no questions asked. Wow. That's a pretty great policy. A lot of places, you just try the underwear on, and they call the police on you.
That's right.
That happened to me at Modell's.
That happened?
Yeah. I'm standing there in the middle of the Nike rack, squaring up with the mannequin.
The compression.
Full erection. And they called the police on me.
Can't believe that.
And not only do Mack Weldon's underwear look good, socks, shirts, they perform well, too. They're great for working out. You can wear them to the gym. You can go out on dates with them. You look good both flaccid and erect.
And hard in the underwear.
And trust me, I've tried this out. I brought a pair of Mack Weldon underwear to that same Modell's to see if I would get arrested wearing them. And the answer is yes, so I can't promise that you won't be arrested multiple times for getting a full erection wearing your underwear in the middle of the Modell's in downtown Brooklyn. But you can go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, C-U-M-T-O-W-N, all capital letters. Check them out, MackWeldon.com. And we're back.
We're back, baby.
That is a really sad Modell's, by the way, downtown Brooklyn Modell's, the two-story Modell's.
They never have. Oh, is it two stories?
There's a second story.
Oh, you're talking about the one at the, near the Fulton Mall.
Fulton Mall.
I'm talking about the Atlantic Barclays
one. Oh, okay,
which is also shitty. It's big as fuck, but they never have any of the stuff I like.
Right.
I went there to get some gloves, and they didn't have them.
Yeah. Yeah, that Atlantic Barclays whole shopping center is
the other thing I hate about Modell's is they only have like 9XL sizes, because they never restock the normal people sizes.
Right.
And it's like, it's fucking athletic wear.
Right.
Why do you have fat people sizes?
Fat people are athletes, too.
No, they're not.
Some fat people are
athletes. Being wedged under your mother's ass so she can get pounded
are
out.
Incredibly strong. Yes, I had the core strength to support my full-grown mother. That's a baby athlete, my
More
bitch.
Like apple core strength.
Oh.
Apple shit.
Yeah, that you're wrecked.
Yeah.
No.
Blown the fuck out. You're around.
Fucking idiot.
Guys, we should go do paintball while it's still cold.
I'd do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should get some cigars and go to paintball.
I'm all sober. I had a wild birthday drug dude.
Oh, yeah. Weekend. Tell us about it, Stop. Tell us about your fun
cigars
birthday.
Aren't drugs.
I'm not smoking shit. I'm my body's a temple. Except,
come on, dude. You have cancer.
Not yet. Hopefully not. We'll see. He said it's some kind of growth. I have to get a fucking biopsy.
You don't have cancer.
If it was a cancer, it would have tore through my mouth, he said, but I do have a growth that's moved my teeth.
That's fucked
up. So something's going to have to come out. I'm going to have cancer. It's going to suck, dude.
Nah, you would probably.
You don't have cancer.
I'm
going
to have
surgery.
It's probably because of that other gum thing that's happening is you have some sort of like gum disease where it's like ossifying.
It's not. It's the bone.
No. It's a growth in the bone.
I know, but it's your gums. It's because you're so
baby. Thank you,
baby.
Dr. Nick, dude.
You're so baby-like.
Okay,
why don't you let me fucking explain my goddamn theory?
Get to it.
Continue.
First of all,
call me a baby.
Guessing is the basis of all scientific knowledge.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a guy like me was like, you know what it probably is you tie a key to a kite, and that's how we prove that the Jews are trying to control the government with symbols. Those symbols that they love so much.
Yes.
And was he wrong? No.
He wasn't wrong.
And now he's on the $100 bill, the highest honor.
And
who are you talking about?
That really hurts
the
Jews.
Pyramid guy.
The fact that he gets to be on it.
Yeah,
it's their favorite thing. Is a $100 bill.
The eye pyramid guy.
Yeah.
No, Benjamin Franklin.
Oh,
I Tanya.
That movie wasn't very good.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot. It was.
What was bad about it?
It was all right.
It was like fake Goodfellas.
Shut up!
I thought that Allison Janney and I thought what's her name were both really good.
Okay. So two of the biggest characters were really good, but it was a bad movie.
Yeah, anyways. I didn't like the way they made it.
I got a good.
I got a
good bit out of it.
Go ahead. What is it?
No, I did it at the stand the other night.
What is it?
Well, you know, the whole movie, the premise is it's like, oh, it's this poor white trash girl competing in a rich girl sport, and it's this underdog story, and it's like, yeah, sure, that makes sense in the context of like only the American athletes participating in.
figure
right,
skating.
Right, right. I mean, it's like not for all the rest of figure skating at large in the world.
It's
like,
poor people.
Well, I mean, it's global poor. I mean, yeah, yeah. Like the I watched figure skating this year, and I got a glimpse of this big gay Chinese man.
Right.
No one knows how old he is. That's how. I'm sorry, but fucking Tanya Harding has a birthday.
Right.
Right.
No
right.
one knows how. This guy doesn't know how old he is. He's just somewhere in his 30s.
You
There's
count
no
the rings around
it.
His cock.
I guess. But anyways, it's like. You know, you think her mom fucking hates her. Imagine you've aborted 9 of your daughters and you finally have a son. And he's like, Mom, Dad, I want to be ice dancer. I want to be ice dancer.
Found a way to sneak
fucking,
in the Chinese
yeah,
voice.
Not cigarettes, but full opium pipes put out on that kid's fucking head because he brought shame to his family with his ice dancing. Anyways, I did that at the stand. So guess who now has 4 jokes where I do a
Very
Chinese
nice.
Voice.
Congrats, man.
I called out my China chunk.
My China chunk is the erection I get when I watch yeah. One Night in
One
China.
Night in China?
Yeah, your
Joni Lawler?
Your non-functioning chode is a China chunk.
How dare you? My dick's been working like a charm recently.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's just been... Oh, I've been meditating.
You have?
And no.
Wait, so stop. Tell everyone
That's so
what
funny.
You did
it's
for your birthday.
Like,
well,
hold on. It's like, you know, like meditation is kind of bullshit. It's like all yeah. this stuff that's
I
like,
don't think it is.
Shut the fuck up and let me finish what I'm saying.
Good point.
You just
Continue.
Once. Just for once.
Man, just finish your thing, dude.
Just for one time.
I didn't interrupt you.
For once in your life.
For once in all right, my
do
life,
your meditation
I have
chunk.
Guess that. All right.
So meditation is something that, you know, like white people here do. But in China,
yes.
You know, there's a guy sitting there like, I have to meditate. Yeah. 5. That's 5 bits I have now.
5.
Woo.
Throw another one on the China chuck.
Get that China chuck nice and fucking plumped up.
No, but I mean, you know, just that like... People like it's like Zen in particular or whatever. It's like this is a religion or a philosophy for people to sit and do rice farming all day long,
right.
And you have to find a way to not kill yourself with
that. How dumb and repetitive your life
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not for like somebody that makes $80,000 a year and they're like, my hair's going gray.
Right.
How can I feel? How can I become more of a narcissist?
Seinfeld is big on transcendental meditation. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're a fucking billionaire, dude.
He's a billionaire and he's a bad person.
Yeah, it seems that.
Yeah,
way.
He is a bad person.
But I don't know the guy personally, you know. Although didn't he what did he like date like a child at some point?
Yeah.
He dated a child
big ass titties.
A 17-year-old.
He pulled a Dane Cook. Yo, Dane Cook, have you seen
Shoshana, what's her name?
He's like that you know I confuse his I always confuse Larry Nassar and Aziz Ansari.
The doctor.
Yeah. I always mix those two guys up.
I love him.
All, they're
in
both
funny
rapists.
People. Yeah.
Sure. They're both rapists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of the details.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to go into the details.
Right.
They're both equally bad.
Their dicks are both tiny.
They're both sex criminals.
Sex criminals.
And there's no... It was disrespectful to the victims to draw any differentiate between the two.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's no reason to do that.
That's true.
And that's the thing we need to understand with sexual assault is that Larry Nassar and Aziz Ansari are the same.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's right.
In the same way that they're both some kind of Indian, you know?
Yes.
I don't need
kind
to,
of some...
Some type of...
Yeah, maybe Paki.
I don't need to know the details
Sandy.
Because it would be racist to know the details.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so there's no reason for me to figure out what they did.
I agree with you.
That's a good
They're
point.
Also both guys I didn't think were very funny until about 2 weeks ago.
You think Larry Nass is really funny now?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Get, the plane bit? Yeah.
They're more like Hilary Nassar, you know? Hilarious Nassar.
Wait, what were you saying, Seth?
Larry Nassar, the cable guy?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Get her done.
Dane Cook is fucking a child, too?
Yeah, 19-year-old.
Dude,
right
Dane
now?
Cook
Gross.
Looks like fucking
looks
Harvey
horrible.
Weinstein.
Yeah,
now.
He literally
he
looks
exactly
bad.
Like Harvey
really?
Weinstein.
Really?
No joke. Yeah, he's got a fucked up, lumpy-ass, weird body.
Yeah, speaking
and,
of.
And you, No, not speaking of anything. And it's funny because in his Instagram pictures, he uses all that like Chinese like face smoothening software.
Yeah.
The shit Chinese people use to like make them.
Oh, he
look
really
white.
Does look like shit.
He looks like Harvey Weinstein.
Dude, he's horrible, like fat as shit and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
like,
I'm on
ways.
A Mexican whoa radio.
Oh yeah, what's wrong with his fucking skin? Yeah, it's all like photo, like bad Photoshop.
Yeah,
it's like Korean girl selfie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Filters.
Chinese app. Anyway, I did a bunch of fucking drugs. I took a bunch of edibles. I took acid and then did mushrooms on my birthday.
I've run out of drugs, dude. I think I might get into cutting.
Like a depressed teenage girl,
dude. I follow this girl on Instagram. Nobody follows her. It's like a hidden gem I found. Some nice. Like. Depressed teenager, but she had like the funniest fucking post yesterday. It was here, let me see. I hope I die soon, I think is the name of the account.
It's a good account.
I die soon. Let me pull this up.
Is that the name, her handle?
Yeah.
We started late, so I'm probably gonna order a burrito on the phone during the show.
Hit them up, Lucha Lucha. They don't sponsor the show, we're just big fans.
That's right.
Actually, I got hooked up there once.
Yeah, here it is. So it's your post. It's just a picture with text, and it says, "Wake the fuck up," punctuated by periods. So it says, "Depression is not special. Anxiety is not cute. Self-harm scars are not beautiful. Suicide is not poetic. Eating disorders are not glamorous. You don't fucking want them, you know." And then her caption is, "At my school, I know people say suicide jokes and do drugs for fun. I know a few pretty girls who cut for attention. I know I smoke because I need to relax. I drink because I don't want to feel anything. I cut because I can't take everything going on in my mind. I cry because everyone has something to hate about me. I sit alone because I know secretly everyone hates me. I put pills in my mouth waiting to die because I know everyone would be happier with me gone. Let's face it, it's the truth." 10 likes.
That's tough, dude.
Yeah.
She probably, I'm guessing she didn't have a chill childhood.
I mean, what's going to happen is this girl's going to fucking in 6 years be like 22 and just work as a temp and be like, "I'm really into microbrews." This is just like,
well,
just,
I don't
this
know.
Is, no, this is typical dumb teenage bullshit.
Sometimes
there's nothing particularly interesting.
Yeah,
about
that's,
I know
not,
that, but also
not,
sometimes
every single fucking teenager feels this way, and if they don't, then they're like. Then those are the people that should kill themselves, you
right?
Know? Because
right.
they got a pass.
Well, sometimes those people though that cut and shit and have got like ultra molested or some shit.
Yeah,
I think cutting is like it's way more girls than you. Would
ultra sure. molested.
Yeah. The biggest molestation possible. Ultra multiplier molestation multiplier. All right, I'm gonna call this burrito in right now.
Yeah, that's. I mean. I feel like I should just throw that girl a like or something, right? Is that what you're saying?
You're going to start messaging her, probably.
Shut up.
Fucking,
it's so hard being
you
a
creep.
Teen.
You're a fucking creep, dude.
No, I'm not, dude.
Not me. I just follow these teens and laugh at them.
Yeah. You're the normal one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're the cool guy. These fucking assholes.
Here's
the
poem
up.
Posted.
Oh, they don't fucking pick up their phone sometimes.
It's brutal.
Yeah, I get really mad
I
at that.
Need a breakfast burrito, dude.
You're calling.
You can do it on Seamless.
You are calling a burrito place
mm-hmm.
because you don't want
to
wait.
He has to go. No, he has to go to work after man. This. Wait, just Seamless. And is there an option for pickup on Seamless?
Maybe. I'm just gonna call back.
I'm gonna stay on this fucking line forever.
I'm just
sorry.
Hit the double call back.
I want to speak bad. To the manager, please.
This is bad listening.
No, it's not. It's
I've
good.
Been on the phone for 20 minutes waiting to place a burrito order.
Bro, I have a job to go to.
Yeah, dude. What's his name? Matt Chrisman's friend used to work there, and he hooked me up with free burritos a couple.
Did
times.
Did you kiss his mouth and his penis?
No, but he had a cool Milwaukee
Felix.
Yeah, his
no,
only
no.
three friends.
No, his friend from his
Amber,
friend from Wisconsin,
Amber Texas, Amber Texas, aka Virgil Texas,
Alexis
girlfriend.
Texas. Is Virgil Texas's
Whoa.
Mom.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to start that rumor.
What the fuck? My call cannot be completed.
Damn,
the world
dude,
is really
Lucha
trying to
Lucha
stop me from getting a damn burrito.
Damn number. Dude, I can't believe It must be so embarrassing for Virgil to watch his mom get railed out like that.
What happened to Alexis Texas?
She's a senator, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, from Texas. It's her and John Cornyn.
I don't know. What happens to all of them? Don't they just become like... just become whores or...
No, they like become moms.
They become like...
they just become whores.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, don't they become like escorts? Seriously, they become like high-end escorts and they become strippers.
No,
and shit.
Well, Jenna Jameson's just like likes Israel a lot now.
Yeah. They become
She looks like shit. Yeah,
you can
real estate agent
in life, dude. I mean, fucking look at Cal Penn. He was Kumar from Harold and Kumar, and then
he's a porn star.
Then he became Obama's friend.
Yeah,
and now he's back to being Kumar.
Oh, is he? Are they rebooting it?
No, I don't know. But he worked in. I can't imagine he has the same. What was he in charge of? Like communications.
Can I put it?
Yeah, like maybe it was like millennial outreach or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You got chorizo breakfast?
No, just that.
Okay, well, like, either do the podcast or have your phone call. Don't speak the phone call into
the... No. This is good. This is making it real three-dimensional.
He's like, my name's Stavros, and she's like, okay, F-A-T-S-O? Great. He's like, yes. Yeah, That's weird. Actually, if you rearrange the letters in Stavros Halkias, you get very fatso.
No, I don't think that's true. There's no F in my name.
Stavros. Stavros.
No, I'm including the written out sound effects of you breathing while saying that name.
No, I breathe beautifully, dude.
Yeah, I've been breathing really bad on this episode.
Adam's
I think I have a cold.
Nose.
Yeah, you don't have a cold. Don't lie. Don't lie to the fans of the show.
Well, they can find out if I do have a cold tomorrow night at Caroline's on Broadway.
At Caroline's, which we sold out, by the way.
Yeah, yeah,
so there will be Andre Steakhouse shirts available.
Mm, yep.
Yours truly.
They look
Stabby's
good.
Golden Angel
look
shirts
good.
As well.
They fit good.
I don't have any shirts.
They got a nice little athletic cut to them.
That's nice.
Do they?
I tried one on. Guess what? You will be, if you're getting a medium, you're going to, maybe one of you will get to wear the shirt I fucking wore.
Oh, you're going to sell it?
You're not even holding on to it.
Nah.
Wow. That's one, dude. Nick, dude. He's not a sentimental type.
Not a sentimental type. I'm also maximizing profits. I'm also paying it forward to the audience by not keeping a single shirt out of their dirty fucking mitts.
There you go, baby.
He loves the fans, man.
Yeah. Dude, I saw my friend for the first time in a while, Eric. Last week, and he was just going on to me about, he's like, capitalism is religion, you're a fucking bitch, dude, with your DSA bitch, and then he's like, I voted for fucking Gary Johnson, Rex Tillerson's the smartest guy in the fucking administration.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it was so fun.
Sex Rex.
Dude, I totally forgot how much I missed Eric until last week, like, getting into it. Like a freshman dormitory argument with him, like in a bar
in
Williamsburg. Yeah, he's like a proud libertarian.
It's hilarious.
He's like, yeah, dude, I wanted Gary Johnson to get 5% New York State. That's my goal.
That's his goal.
Yeah.
Gary Johnson, I love that Gary Johnson stopped smoking weed.
You saw that clip that someone dropped last week of the driver's licenses from the libertarian debate, like for president?
Mm-mm.
It was pretty funny. It was like, they're like, should there be driver's licenses? And everyone's like, hell no. And then Gary Johnson's like, I'd like to see some qualifications. Then the entire like auditorium just starts booing.
God damn, dude. Libertarians are so fucking stupid.
They
also like probably don't want like an age of consent or like.
Oh,
roads,
no way.
Or like paved roads. That are free to use.
Only if it's maximizing profits.
The market,
dude. Yeah, the market.
I love
wants
the sweet,
it.
Beautiful market.
They think that like every he was telling me like every publicly funded project is like just bridges to like a place where there's like three people and it costs like $5 billion.
It's true.
Yeah.
When he's right, he's right.
Oh man.
What are you gonna do for Valentine's Day, Adam?
Well.
Is it Ash
doing,
Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Schmutz Wednesday.
How about Snatch Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got all that black on your face, you fucking slag. Just because you have cancer, you're going to do blackface, you fucking whore.
Yeah.
What, are you 4 years old? You think that because you're four, you have cancer, you can do blackface? Not in my hospital. You get the fuck out of my hospital. This is a hospital for muddos only.
Why don't you guys just be a muddo like me? Yeah, fuck that.
Did you guys smash her?
She was all right. Yeah, she's pretty
hot. Do Eiffel Tower,
Yeah, dude.
She got full Monty'd.
Can you imagine how fucking gay it is for two guys to be double teaming a girl and then just be like, this is our chance, the Eiffel Tower. Like, we can finally fucking do it.
Yeah, man. Sounds awesome, actually. Yeah, you high five with your buddy. No,
it's not a high five. It's like holding hands.
Then the girl leaves. You guys kind of rub cocks, you know? Who knows where each other's cocks end up? You never know.
It's like...
That's a real tribute to France and the guys who built the Eiffel Tower.
That's true,
fuck
dude.
Fuck a man. That's the real Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You have sex with
the
guy.
You go up to the top of it. Actually, a lot of people don't know this, but if you go to the top of the Eiffel Tower and you sit on it, you can fit the entire thing in your ass.
Uh-huh.
You can become president.
That's how Macron got elected.
That's the throne.
That's why that other lady who's a fascist, her pussy wasn't big enough.
Oh, yeah.
Marie Le Pen.
She tried, but she couldn't, dude.
Marine Le Pen.
I love knowing things about French politics.
Me too, yeah, bro. Dude. There was the third guy.
Yeah.
Her name's Marine Le Pen.
Charlotte Ruse.
Yeah. Monsieur Aubampin. Yeah. He was also the Prime Minister of France.
Yes, the races of Vie de France and Pierre Aubampin. Yeah.
Johnny Depp's character in Chocolat.
Let's all rise for the national anthem. Frere Jacques, don't me boo. Somebody tip a tina's.
Solemn Molotina or some shit.
Don't me off.
Suck my dick off.
And then also the phrase omelette du fromage from Dexter's Lab, that one episode.
What was that?
You remember that episode?
No.
Where Jaxter keeps saying omelette du fromage.
Met mon pinois dans tu bouche.
Hmm. Put my penis in your mouth?
Yep.
Oh, is that what bouche means?
Yeah, bouche is mouth, right? Nice.
Yeah.
J'aime le pussy.
You didn't know this whole time that me and speak French.
The force du boost. The power of busting.
J'aime du boost. Boosting.
J'adore boosting.
J'adore le boost.
J'adore boosting. J'adore joie de boosting. La vie de boost.
The life of busting.
You never saw that movie?
That was my favorite movie.
By Godard.
Mm-hmm. By Gaytard.
About
Gaytard.
Thank you.
God Hard.
Nice.
God Hard's also
God
good.
Hard.
All right. Well,
how about Luke Beats Offson? Bids.
Who?
Luke Bess.
Beats on?
Beats
on.
Beats on.
Beats off.
Beats off. Beats on.
Luke Beats off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I love the coming king. Up with riffs.
This one really petered out.
Good shit here, baby.
Having jokes and stuff. Coming to that live show, definitely isn't going to be an hour of this kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb to do one right before the live show, but...
Whatever, we have 24 hours to recharge.
Oh, yeah. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree that it's up to me to figure out the riffs on the show.
Adam's the gay one.
Yeah. I'm sort of the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. You're not the sheriff.
I'm the fucking sheriff, and don't you ever say I'm not the
sheriff. You're a damsel.
A damsel?
Yeah, you know what I am?
Faggot.
I'm gay.
Got him.
What are you?
I was actually going to say the town gay guy. Yeah. So you guys got it right. Congrats. Thanks.
Sheriff, somebody tied the town gay guy up on the railroad tracks. Good.
And see.
But Sheriff, if he dies, who are we going to call the slurs? Darn tootin', you're right. Fellas, I'm getting a posse together to help that pussy. The pussy. Who's the sheriff of the pussy posse? That deputized the rest of them.
Leo
just rode a horse to Tobey Maguire's house.
No, yeah, David Blaine had the wore the tin, dude, the shield.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take a piss. I think, and then maybe leave.
No. Are we done?
We're not done. We still have to do the
podcast. How much more time do we have?
So you can't piss.
I'm pissing right now.
All right, well.
Well, that's fine, dude. Let's talk more about what if the Pussy Posse were a real Old West posse, right?
You know, I'm getting tired of this I have to go to work nonsense.
Of Stavs?
Yeah.
We should get him fired from his job.
We should get him fired from his job.
We should do something despicable on this podcast so that someone associates him with this podcast. So they're like, you have to fire him because he's associated with us.
Here
we go.
We can talk about this while he's not here because he doesn't know anything about it. Corruption charges suggested for Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what it was, dude.
Fraud.
Nope, it was my interview on Israeli news.
Yeah.
Actually, this was right before you did the Mack Weldon read. The guy, the producer from the Israeli news show, who I guess booked Patty to talk about Frasier, just texted me and said that he'd like to have Stav on. Stav's getting called up to the big leagues, dude.
What does he have? Why does no one ever...
To talk about body positivity.
No one asked me to do anything anymore.
Well, my man Philip, dude, he'll ask you.
Fuck Philip and fuck that show. I'm not doing it.
You'll probably see him.
Nobody fucking asked me. Caroline's. I never get fucking asked to do a goddamn thing, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not getting any...
What are you talking about?
As sheriff of this fucking podcast, I'm tired of not getting any respect.
Greg Gutfeld and the Red Eye.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude.
A couple of hot appearances on Fox News.
You had some... what's her name still on Fox? Kat? Is she still doing that stuff?
Kat who?
From DC?
Kat Timpf?
Yeah, I think so.
She's still a pundit?
I believe so.
Well, that's wild. So anyway, the guy that had me on Israel I-24 News wants to have you on to talk about body positivity. And he was wondering if you got his email.
I did not, but I guess I'll read it.
Yeah, well, you know, my appearance resulted in Netanyahu getting... Oh, this is funny. They found that his son...
Real quick, this won't
be funny.
It's not
going to be good.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be funny. Well, it's kind of... We can talk about it on our podcast. It's kind of related tonally. But they found his son, Netanyahu's son, like, is a Pepe. And he was, like, sharing... Like,
it is kind of funny.
Pepe memes on his Facebook
Felix
page.
Peterman?
No, yeah. Yeah, he was like sharing memes of like George Soros looking like a lizard person, like holding like strings with the globe on it.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. And like, just like anti-Semitic. Like,
really?
Yeah. And then David Duke was like, this guy rocks. He's like, he's cool.
David Duke always, when he co-signed shit.
And then his son, Netanyahu's son,
is the worst guy to be into is Jordan Peterson.
Who is that guy?
He's like a Canadian professor. Yeah.
His whole thing is like logic is the it's like there's no such thing as being trans.
Yeah, apparently, like the first chapter of his book is about sitting up straight.
Hell yes.
It's about
sagging,
not having bad posture.
Not sagging your pants.
Yeah,
your pants.
Your pants.
Not sagging your pants. All right. Well, I gotta go.
So many guys have sorry posture.
You gotta go. What time do you have to be at work?
I was supposed to be at work at 1, and I'm not gonna be at work at 1.
No, you got plenty of time.
No, there's no chance.
25 minutes to get from Bed-Stuy to Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
I could do that shit.
You could take a car.
I guess. I took a car here. Luckily, they didn't send out a call sheet, so I'm just going to use that as an excuse. But I know what time I'm supposed to be there.
All right. Well, I guess that's the
podcast. And I still have to get my burrito.
And as the sheriff of this town, good luck and good night.